So let's talk about nutrition post-Ramadan for those that are looking to get a little bit of an advantage. Now, I can tell you the basic stuff, such as increase your protein, increase your fiber, the stuff that you know works, but you're not already doing. But I'll talk a little bit more about carb cycling strategically. So carbohydrate cycling is not a fancy magic way to lose body fat because carbs are bad for you. No, they're just a way for you to, yes, restrict your calories to some degree, but place them in a way where you make the most use of them. Now, I don't know about you, but when I have a lot of carbs, I actually drag through the day. I feel quite tired. So I try to plan the bulk of them before and after my workout when I really need them because they're energy, right? They don't put body fat on you. They're literally just energy, provided you get good quality carbs in. So the concept of carb cycling is quite simple. On the days that you are exercising and are quite active, you increase your carbs. On the days that you're not, you can bring them down a little bit and fill in the gap by bumping your protein and fats up. So what you're not doing is you're not reducing them because the carbs are bad and they're going to help you lose weight. No, you're simply lowering them to match the energy demands, because it can also be a bit of a psychological boost for people who find that they overconsume on carbs. And remember, when you overconsume on carbs because they taste good, you overconsume on energy, which is calories, and that causes weight gain if you consistently do it. So by doing this, you're able to keep them in check to a degree, and it makes sure that you don't really overconsume as well. So when it comes to carb cycling, you look at the days that you're going to be active. Now, if you're not training just yet and you're easing back into it, then don't worry about any of this. You can just eat good quality carbs throughout the day and use, you know, sensible portioning, and you'll be just fine. You can go on our website and we've got a cool portion guide there for you. But as far as training goes, then what you want to do is you obviously identify the days that you're going to be training. So whether it's, I don't know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever days you have those days where you have the bulk of your carbs, okay? So on those days, your carbs are going to be a bit higher, particularly before and after your workout where you really need it. Now, if you're just doing workouts where you go with your friend to the gym and do a little bit of cardio and you have a bit of a laugh, that's not training, okay? That's exercising. But if you're pushing yourself and you're doing a workout with the intention of toning and losing body fat over time, getting strength on you, improving your health, that's training, okay? That's proper training. So then you need the demand, you need the carbs to fuel the demand. Whereas when you're doing a little bit of cardio and you're just going to the gym, you know, not too overly push yourself, which is fine if you're still easing into it, then you don't really need that many carbs because you're not going to be expending as much energy, okay? So on those days, the bulk of your carbs before and after your workout. On the days that you're not going to be training, keep it simple. You know, you can keep them low a little bit, but what you don't want to do is then keep protein and fats low as well. This is where people go wrong. So on the days that you are going to be training, you know, keep the carbs high, but on the days that you don't train, you bring them low, but then whatever protein source that you're going to have, increase that a little bit because you don't want to lower your calories too much, okay? So increase your protein, because not only by filling in the gap with the protein, you're actually going to be burning some calories as well, because protein has something called thermic effect, which basically means when you eat a source of protein and some fibrous foods, your body temperature heats up a little bit to process the foods. Most people will feel this anyway when you have quite a high protein meal. Whether you've been to Nando's before and you've had a lot of chicken, you'll notice you feel quite warm afterwards, and that's just simply just a byproduct of a process called thermogenesis. So when you increase, you know, you have lots of protein sources, lots of fruits and veggies throughout the day, when fibers increased, it increases the thermic effect, which means that you're actually having a slight calorie burn as well. So pretty neat stuff. So if you think about this, if you're reducing your carbs a little bit, okay, and then you're just getting your general walking in throughout the day, and then you increase your protein and your fiber throughout the day, you're becoming a calorie burning machine throughout the whole day. And if you maintain this, you know, day in, day out, consistently, you know, over at least 2 to 4 weeks, you're going to see weight loss. But most people don't, because they only want to do it for a week and they want to see the tummy go down, which is not going to happen, okay? Sorry to say. So there you go. There's a simple breakdown in carb cycling. It's just a simple tactic, a tool that people can use, particularly those that have carbs as their main vices, where they tend to overeat on them And it just helps you keep it in check as well. If someone wants me to dive a bit deeper into this, I'll happily do it. But like I said, with these episodes, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I want to keep them simple, concise, and in such a way where you can understand and put it into action. Okay, so if you've got any questions about this episode in particular, reach out on Instagram and I'll be happy to dive into anything that you want me to answer.